Jerry Pippen, and of course we're here at the Ozark UFO Conference. 20th anniversary, as a matter of fact, here at the end of the Ozarks. It's a great conference, always is. Adam Johnson, how are you?
Hey, I'm really good. How are you?
So you do a little work with Ted Phillips, huh?
Yeah, we're actually part of the Special Investigations Unit, and we're out of Missouri, and we're investigating various sites throughout Missouri, and one in particular known as the Marley Woods.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about that. I like the name.
Yeah. Well, the Marley Woods has been active for over 40 years, and...
First of all, where is the Marley Woods?
Well, it's in...
Where are they?
Yeah. Well, the Marley Woods is in the central United States, and the property owners
Is it close to Fort Leonard Wood or Jefferson City, or what part of Missouri?
Well, that's the thing. The property owners are kind of a...
You don't want to tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I'm a little slow. But it's in the central part of the state, probably.
Yeah. And... Well, basically, for over 40 years, there's been, you know, sightings of these light balls that have been, you know, just actively inserting themselves into this area. And what we've done is...
So are we talking about balls of light like the traditional orbs we hear about? Or
no. See, that's the thing is... You usually hear about orbs, but
What
we like to consider orbs that most people think of is the kinds that you get on, you know, digital camera,
sure,
which is kind of like dust or some sort of particles. But the ones that we're seeing are typically between the size of a baseball and a beach ball size. So, and they're all white. And in other instances,
are they bright? Or
yeah, they're definitely bright, but not so bright to where they're gonna, you know, make you squint or anything. They're like self-illuminated, and it's very weird when you see one of these.
Now, there's more than one of these here in the Marley Woods.
Oh yeah, in one instance, there's a case that Ted's talked about numerous times where, and this is where he's actually been out there and seen something where they've been out there and, you know, they see one of these little white balls come on, and within minutes, you know, they start seeing 20. And even in one instance, I guess they've had up even close to 100 at one time.
Do they fly in clusters, or they just hang around, or what? How do they behave?
Yeah, I think clusters. That's a good way of kind of putting it. And but they do, you know, they part away from the cluster at times. And there's another instance where there were a couple attorneys actually out of the site, and. They were viewing a cluster in the distance, and out of this cluster came two of these balls of light. And as these balls of light approached, one of them made a right-angle turn and went into the forest, but the other continued and actually went between the two lawyers. And that's just, you know, that shows intelligence. You know, there's, you know, earth lights or whatever you want to call them. You know, something's not going to do that just, you know, out of random seed, you know.
There's reports of, you know, throughout Arkansas and Oklahoma and Missouri, like the lights up by in Oklahoma past Miami, Oklahoma toward Neosho, Missouri.
Yeah, is it the Joplin spook lights?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it seems to be rather common to this area.
Yeah.
Ted travels all over the world. What's he think?
Yeah, he thinks, you know, there's definitely some hot spots, it seems like. Throughout the state, but not only the state, throughout the entire country, and even throughout the world. And like he says, you know, it seems like the common denominator nowadays is that UFOs are no longer, or I should say flying saucers are no longer flying saucers. You know, they've either upgraded or downsized or something, and so the technology's changed, and it's just starting to be more of a light phenomenon, kind of like, you know, just light balls instead of actual.
Do these things make noise?
No, completely silent.
Do they ever touch anybody?
Well, in one case, now this is a case where we didn't actually, I guess the property owners did not have, they didn't see any lights per se, but they felt an effect of some sort of unseen force that pushed them down to the ground.
Have you been out there to the Marley Woods?
Oh, yeah, I've been out there seven or eight times. Yeah, we were out there actually November of last year, and that was the time that we, as an entire group, all of us were able to experience this, and that was November 16th.
So it's not an individual hallucination?
No, no, no way. I mean, we have 194 witnesses total of this area, so yeah, it's either a mass hallucination, which isn't occurring because, I mean, we have this on, you know, camera, so.
So what do you make of it yourself personally?
Well, it's really hard to say, you know, where it's from or why they're here, but or what it is in the first place. But it's definitely something that needs to be investigated.
Well,
further.
You alluded that it showed some intelligence.
Yeah.
So do you think they're living things, or are they remote controlled robotic things, or what?
Yeah, I would say that from hearing all the other cases and stuff, I would say it's some sort of maybe a probe, you know, something that's, in my opinion, possibly, you know, just seeking out the area and just maybe gathering data and just basically research, you know. So I think it's just, possibly a remote-controlled craft.
I wonder why they are concentrating. You mentioned this Marley Woods. It got its name. It must be a wooded area with hills. And,
yeah, definitely. It's.
I mean, what are they looking for there?
Yeah, exactly. And at times, these things, you know, it seems like they just wink in and wink out. But we've actually had video footage, and it's on our new DVD, SIU Files Into the Marley Woods. And you can see mystery
it's
light.
On that link, on that website, right?
Yeah, well, on the website, UFOphysical.com, you can purchase that DVD. But in the DVD itself, the mystery light, which we saw back in November, it doesn't just blink out. We thought it blinked out, but it actually dives down at least 100 feet within the third of a frame. So, I mean, these things are moving so fast.
Quick.
Yeah,
quick.
I mean, yeah, they're moving fast.
Kind of like the Roswell rod or whatever that moves around and nobody saw it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, yeah, they're very elusive, and we're just trying to
they're
pinpoint.
They're always circular?
Well, at times. Yeah, at times they're oblong, but normally they're tend to be circular.
And no noise.
No, no noise at all.
And no one's been injured by them.
Well, that's the thing is that the couple that I mentioned was pushed down, and actually one of the guys injured his leg very badly. He was in the hospital for nearly 6 weeks and almost lost his wife.
Was it from hiding from this thing, or did they think the thing did it?
Yeah, they think something possibly of that nature may have done this.
Was it what sort of injury?
Well, it was a leg injury, and I believe his leg.
Was there any evidence of radiation, or do you know?
No evidence of radiation at all. But his leg, I believe, struck a tree stump, and that badly injured his leg, caused a blood clot, and like I said, in the hospital for several weeks.
Well, was he trying to get away from it, or did he pick it up and push him toward the tree stump?
No, he was actually just standing there. And, you know, just out of nowhere, this something he felt pressure on the back of both of his shoulders, and he was struck down to the ground by some unseen force. And it happened the same way to his wife.
How did they describe it? As like a force like a punch? Or?
Yeah, basically just like a punch on one side of the shoulder and then right onto the other side of the shoulder.
So and there may be some evidence that if you're too inquisitive or you're where they are, they may not like it.
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
have you felt any fear out there in the woods investigating?
Well, with the fact that they actually have a mountain lion out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's actually a mountain lion out in this area, and so that's a little, I guess, alarming going out there with unarmed, you know. So I would say that's probably the only fear I've had of anything is...
Have you ever had a traditional UFO sighting?
No, I would say this is basically the only thing I've had. My father, back in the mid-70s, he's always told our family about traditional saucer sighting that he had close up, close range, I'd say a few hundred feet actually above his car in, you know, the middle of the night, and that's, you know, that's pretty typical over the years. So
how did you meet Ted Phillips?
Well, being involved with MUFON, I actually met Ted at the International MUFON Symposium back in, I believe, 2006.
You're talking about the Missouri MUFON?
Yeah. Well, actually, the Mutual UFO Network, just their international symposium.
Okay.
And,
in Denver at that time.
Yeah. And through Missouri MUFON, Bruce Whitteman, he introduced us. And, yeah, me and Ted, we've hit it off. And, yeah, we've become great friends. And we couldn't be happier with the team we have.
Yeah. Ted's had some interesting adventures for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, we just got back from Aztec, New Mexico, and there we revisited the Socorro UFO landing site, and we also visited the alleged Aztec crash site. So,
tell me a little bit about what you saw out there. I mean, it's pretty much out in the middle of nowhere. Near Aztec.
Okay, yeah.
At the crash site.
Well, we didn't have any direct, sightings or anything, but getting out there, actually, you know, people like to talk about, you know, this happened, that happened, but they've actually never been anywhere. You know, if they're talking about something, they just kind of armchair research.
Mm-hmm.
And just being out there.
Well, that's the reason I was asking you about.
Yeah, exactly.
Describing the scene.
Yeah, being out there and actually being in the same location where Lonnie Zamora saw the this craft land. You know, you can see that, you know, the view he had, he you could tell that, you know, there's no way this thing was a hot air balloon or some sort of, you know, just technology that is conventional.
It sounds like you've been interested in UFOs all your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about that. I've ever since just, you know, being a youngster, I've always believed there's life elsewhere. And just, you know, learning about the phenomenon, you know, watching television, reading magazines and books, just, you know, getting
intrigued. What other projects are you guys working on?
Well, one of the main projects that I guess we're collectively working on and always trying to get done is the Project Moonshaft. And Ted,
tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Ted could give you a lot more detail into that, but basically the Moonshaft project is about this subterranean artifact, which was found by a...
Is this the one that makes the vibration or the tone? Or the?
Well, actually, yeah, this thing did... it was... heard making vibrations underneath the limestone in this cave that was found, and it was a black gigantic
monolith type thing.
Yeah, exactly. Just a gigantic artifact of unknown origin. And so we're trying to get back out there. We just need some funding. And of course, that's, you know, always difficult to come across, but we really think we have the location. We're you know, 85% sure.
What, Eastern Europe or someplace?
Yeah, that's in Slovakia. Uh-huh. And Ted's been out there twice, and doing it, you know, as a one-man crew, as he's done those past two times, you know, it's much harder. But now, as we have the SIU team, Special Investigations Unit, we really feel, you know, with our collective, you know, minds and talents that we can really get in there.
How many people in your team?
Five. It's me, Adam Johnson, Ted Phillips, Tom Ferrario, Debbie Ziegelmeyer, and Chuck Sukowski.
All of you Missouri guys?
Well, actually, four of us are Missouri, and one of us is in Colorado Springs, to be exact.
You know, our time is almost up here, but I thought it'd be interesting for our listeners to meet some of the people behind the scenes. We hear about Ted, and we hear about other things, but this unit is actually fairly new, right?
Yeah, they actually... we got this started January of 07, so we've been over a little bit of a year now, and we got our website, as I said before, www.ufophysical.com, and we update that very frequently, and we actually keep our cases current, and our main goal is to insert ourselves into an active UFO site. So,
well, it sounds like you're well on the road to doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
do you think we'll ever find out the real story behind UFOs?
Well,
I know you're doing your part to try to reveal
it. I sure hope so. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing this.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I mean, I think in time, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you mentioned these lights or spheres or whatever we're going to call them is maybe a new technology.
Yeah.
In other words, the ETs are using robotics as well.
Well, possibly. And, you know, I don't want to pigeonhole it and leave it at ETs, but anything.
It's a supernatural
dimensional
thing.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. And even parallel universe, you know, it's just whatever this thing is, you know, whatever they've been, whatever they may be now. Yeah, it seems like it's definitely the phenomenon is changing, that's for sure.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Oh, sure. Anytime.
And it's been fun and very interesting. And I have a hunch this special unit, this special investigation unit's going to do some good.
Oh, well, we definitely hope so. Thank you.
And they can find you on the website again. It's
UFOphysical.com.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
And we're out of time. Been a fast hour here in Eureka Springs. Roberta Scott has been our own location producer. Jane Swartley, our production director and web producer. Until next time, this is Jerry Pippin. Thanks for listening. Cheers.
The doors are finally open at shopjerrypippin.com. Explore our new iShop. It's open and growing. You can use any major credit card or your checking account with our PayPal connection. Our first edition t-shirt selections features 3 different Jerry Pippin UFO files designs. In addition, we will be adding collector t-shirts from select UFO conferences, as well as several novelty items. Check us out at shopjerrypippin.com.